Topic 7.10 is to describe the synthesis of ATP by oxidative phosphorylation associated with the electron transport chain in mitochondria, including the role of chemiosmosis and ATPase. So glycolysis took place in the cytoplasm, the Krebs cycle took place inside the matrix of the mitochondrion. The electron transport chain is taking place on the inner membrane of the mitochondrion, on the Christi. Okay. We've got different types of phosphorylation going on here. ATP was generated in glycolysis and the Krebs cycle via substrate level phosphorylation. What's going to happen now is we're generating ATP via oxidative phosphorylation. So substrate level phosphorylation doesn't involve oxygen, it's just the transfer of phosphate between the substrates. So from ATP to one of the carbon compounds, from a carbon compound to ATP. Oxidative phosphorylation involves oxygen and it's the synthesis from free phosphate molecules. Okay. The electron transport chain on the inner membrane is made up of a number of different carriers that are going to also be proton pumps. The hydrogen atoms are released from reduced NAD and reduced FAD as they're oxidized. Hydrogen atoms split into protons and electrons. The electrons move along the electron transport chain and they lose energy at each carrier. This energy is used to pump the protons into the intermembrane space. This forms an electrochemical gradient. The protons move back down the electrochemical gradient to the matrix via ATP synthase. You'll see your specifications as ATPase. ATP synthase is more strictly true. ATP synthetase would be appropriate here. Pick an enzyme and stick with it. The movement of the protons drives the synthesis of ATP from ADP and inorganic phosphate, a bit like turning the wheel on a water wheel. You're powering the wheel with the water that's coming down its gradient. So the protons, electrons and oxygen, this is the first time that oxygen is involved, are now going to combine in the matrix to form water. And water is referred to as being the final electron acceptor. Now there's some evidence for chemiosmosis. The pH of the intermembrane space has been found to be lower than the pH of the matrix. So this implies there's a proton gradient between the intermembrane space and the matrix. If you create artificial vesicles with these proton pump proteins, then it results in a decrease in pH in the vesicle. So these proton pump proteins definitely pump protons. If you put mitochondria in a pH 8 solution, then no ATP was produced. So the proton gradient has to be used by the mitochondria, or can be used by it, to make ATP. If you destroy the proton gradient using uncoupler molecules in the mitochondrion, then no ATP is made. So this means that the proton gradient is required by the mitochondria in order to make ATP. Now, we had a net gain of 4 ATP before we got to the electron transport chain. Oxidative phosphorylation makes ATP using the energy from reduced NAD and FAD. 1 NADH is comparable to 2.5 ATP. 1 FADH is comparable to 1.5 ATP. It used to be 3 and 2 for NADH and FADH respectively. They've recalculated it since. So what you end up with is in total 32 molecules of ATP being synthesized during aerobic respiration. This is quite a lot, and this will be entirely sufficient for everything that you want to do. Because of the formal 3 and 2 ATP relationship between NADH and FADH, you'll see some books saying 38 ATP. So it's nearer 32 now because it's not as efficient as previously thought.